Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts, Toby Keith, Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party. She'd show up and I'd be walking out. Or across some parking lot. Hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxima with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. We play at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. We just needed some time. She could get on with her life and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. While I guess they were keeping it low-key, but now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together, and it's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. And I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. Sometimes and I see you sitting there with him, and I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna say that guy, but I can't, it's my fault, and I let her go. I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me
need to know. So then give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. You gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
When the lights go down and you're stuck in can dance in the dark. Blow the speakers out of this car. Light it up, burn it down until the morning rolls around. In a field where we can scream, get away with almost anything. Yeah, every now and then you gotta raise a little hell. Hope we get lucky and stay out of jail.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ukraine says it got a Russian general in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov killed in a bomb blast.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine Security Services, the SBU, was behind the attack, saying he was a war criminal, calling him an entirely legitimate target. They found him guilty, though, of giving orders using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops, warning others that retribution for war crimes is inevitable.
At the Pentagon, Air Force Major General Patrick Ryder said there was no early warning from Kyiv.
We were not aware of this operation in advance. We do not support or enable those kinds of activities.
No motive established in Monday's deadly mass shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. The 15-year-old girl killed herself after killing two others. A judge in Helena, Montana, temporarily blocked state policies that prevent trans individuals from changing their gender on driver licenses and birth certificates. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers, a low in the mid-teens. Early clouds tomorrow, a few sunny breaks for the afternoon, a high right around 20. Then another round of flurries and snow showers Wednesday night and Thursday. Accumulations expected.
It's 25 right now.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
98 Q Country.
Quality from A all the way to Z. It's easy to see she's the perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all.
She got it all.
someone to love like this only existed in my prayers. Until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
Sports is on the air, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Philip Plumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, by Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High school sports on your Civic Media radio station.
Welcome to 103.1 Trail Mix. I am 98Q Country, excuse me. I'm Steven Jetlin, who's usually on the first one that I said, but we're on 98Q Country today. I'm bringing you tonight the game between the Schwamig and Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers as the rival schools go head-to-head against each other tonight. Big game as the Loggers, the visiting team, is currently 3-1 in their schedule. And the home team, the Schwamig Screaming Eagles, are 2-3. So if the Eagles can defend their home court, both teams will have three wins, but just a half game behind on the Eagles side as they'll have three losses. But if the Phillip Loggers can win tonight, they're going to push their record to a very, very strong 4-1. And that's going to set up beautifully heading into the midseason, here in the middle of December. Big game tonight. Awesome crowd showing up, both for both teams. Good visiting crowd, good home crowd. This is why I call them rivals because, I mean, we're only 20 minutes away, so if the teams are playing, people are showing up. And if you hear that buzzer, that is the buzzer before they announce starting rosters as well as kick into the national anthem here. All right. Fun game tonight. I'm excited to see what happens as we have a lot of seniors on the longer side, a lot of juniors on the other. And so we should have a well matchup for size. But before we do that, we're going to quick go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll have basketball for you. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local community since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
All right, welcome back, 98Q Country. We have boys basketball, high school, for you here, about to get started. We still got to announce the starting rosters as the Schwamig and Screaming Eagles are hosting the Phillips Loggers here in Park Falls. Love these two. I love this matchup a lot. Get to see these boys play every year. And one thing that I like to point out is that just a few things, especially for the crowd that will be listening tonight. Let's go quick, couple advantages, disadvantages on each side, right? The Schwamig and Screaming Eagles have a deeper bench than the Phillip Loggers does tonight. And the Eagles also, I say, have an advantage on a few of their size guys as far as their centers on their starting lineup. But I've watched the Loggers play. And the size advantage is minimal, but it's there. What the Phillip Loggers have is they have a core of four of their five starting roster are seniors. And the fifth starter, the Heckenin, J.J. Hagenin is a junior. So they have a very, very veteran setup for the Screaming Eagles. We have junior, 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 and junior. So four of the guys have a year on them, and they're great at dribbling, great at handling the ball. The Phillip Loggers are, I mean, they're 3-1 for a reason. They shoot really well. And so for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles, you come in here with a worse record, only by one game as far as the win column is concerned, two more losses. I think what the Eagles are going to have to do is figure out how to stop the Loggers, as they have a very potent offense. And basically any mistake that you make because of their ability to transition from one side of the court to the other with clean dribbling, good passing, they can take mistakes like a stolen pass or a missed dribble, intercept, whatever that is, and score. So if the Eagles can minimize mistakes, keep the game close, I think the having a deeper bench can go really well in a close game, as you can keep cycling in fresh players. Starting roster for the Loggers: J.J. Hekkinen, Lane Abraham, Colin Kleinschmidt, Braden Rivak, and Bilton Lowry. Starting lineup for the Schwamman Screaming Eagles: Jared Heckendorf, Marcus Purdy, Mason Pohokey, Antonio Petzl, and Cooper Pachalski. All right. And the tip-off. Cooper gets it and is able to kick it out to Marcus Purdy, point guard, who is now setting up the offense. He's now at the mid part of the court, passes it over to Pachalski. He's just setting up their offense. Ooh, almost intercepted pass, and just what I was talking about. If any pass is lazy, it can potentially lead to another stolen pass. As I say that, it's exactly what happens. Cooper Pachalski gets the dribble on the inside, was able to take it, turn, and shoot for the first points of this game. It is now 2-0 on the nice little 12-foot jumper. Full court press the Eagles are bringing towards the Loggers. The Loggers are able to get up the court. It's a pull-up three, and he drains it. Wow. J.J. Hekkinen sees the space that he was given and doesn't even set up an offense. Instead, just drains the three to start out. It's now 3-2. Loggers in the lead. Eagles moving the ball around. Chelsea's got it in the corner. Double team. Reversal pass the other side. Now we're back to the top of the key with Heckendorf dribbling up. Send it back to Purdy, and then over to the corner, back to him. Right now, they just can't seem to penetrate the three-point line, whether with a drive or a pass, but we have a three-point open opportunity, and so far we have make, as Marcus Purdy gets the ball, takes the shot, three-point made, it's 5-3, Eagles. Driving the inside, and we have a potential foul. Waiting on the ref, it'll be a foul on number 5, Mason Pohokey, on the push. So the Loggers trying to drive to the hoop, took a little shove, and now they will be passing the ball inside. That's a little rainbow pass to the free throw line. And Abrams got the ball, passes it back to Rivak, who then sees his guy in the corner. Number 3 goes for a drive, misses, but he gets his own rebound, goes for the dribble, block. And after all said and done, the Loggers get the ball. They pass the top of the key. He tries to get inside, passes in, and it's going to be out of bounds. Oh, travel. Either way, it would have been out of bounds or a travel. The Loggers were trying to get their footing after the ball just kept kind of wobbling everywhere, and they just couldn't get possession and calm down. So Eagles now in possession of the ball. They have the lead 5-3 with 16 minutes left in the first half. You're just joining us here in 98Q Country. We have Screaming Eagles versus the Loggers tonight, and the game just started. That is going to be a pass out for a three attempt, and number 4, Marcus Purdy, has now made 2 threes in a row. It's 8-3 now, and I sense somebody's warming up. He's made 2 in a row. See if he can make 3 in a row. Loggers moving the ball around at the top of the key. Pass inside underneath. Turn, one dribble, turn, shoot, miss, and rebound made by Heckendorf. Carrying up the court fast, passes it back to 5, then over to 4, off his face. He just couldn't get to the ball, so it bounces off his face, goes right to the Loggers. He goes for a layup attempt, and it's a miss, and defensive rebound made by Mason Pohokey. All right, layup as number 4, Marcus Purdy, who has made every of the last 3 shots. He was able to drive to the to the hole and make the two-pointer. Another pull-up three for Heckinen, and this one just a little to the left misses, and another rebound by the Screaming Eagles. Drive to the court, 1-2-step, layup, and it's in! Marcus Purdy, he's four shots, four makes, two threes, two drives to the hoop, two layups, 12-3. Eagles are making a statement to start off this game. Timeout by the Loggers. The score is 12-3. It's a 30-second timeout, so, I mean, I'm not going to kick it to commercial just yet because I got too hypey there. Okay, so he came out hot. Great timeout by the coach for the Loggers when a player is not only warms up but gets on fire. I feel like the temperature just rose in here. He's made four shots in a row. He's 4-for-4 to start out the game. That is big by Marcus Purdy. All right. All righty, here we go. Heckinen's got the ball for the Loggers, carrying up the court, gets a screen. He's able to pass the ball out to Lowry. Then back in, number three, kick-out pass for a short jumper. Nice shot by Colin Kleinschmidt, who makes the two-pointer. It is now 12-5. Eagles still in the lead. All right, Eagles moving the ball around, getting the ball over to Kahoki, and then back over to Heckendorf. Michalski has the ball. Decides to kick it back, and now we're driving to the hoop. Goes for the layup, and it's a nice drive by Mason Bohokie. 2 points, 14-5. All right. Heckinen's got the ball. Drives to the hoop, gets by his guy. Nice little layup. Good touch. And a nice drive to the hoop and a two-point make by Heckinen, who is now pushed the score to 7 for the Loggers. They're still down by 7. Eagles now with the possession. Pachalski at the top of the key. Passes it over underneath. And they have to kick it all the way back up to the top of the key and reset. Marcus Purdy's got the ball. And back to Michalski. It looks like they're just trying to dive inside. They're able to get the pass underneath, but good defense so far. It's a pass number 5 for a three-pointer, and it's an air ball. And so defensive rebound made. Heckinen got at the top of the key, passes over to number 10, Ravak, who drives. Goes for the layup, hits the bottom of the backboard, but Heckinen does a great job of getting the ball back, able to dribble the three-point line. They pass to the corner, shoot a three, miss, and defensive rebound made by Cooper Michalski. Carrying out the court, 13 minutes left in the first half, scores 14-7. Eagles, Michalski takes the catch and release three, miss. It's a miss, and he keeps it alive, goes for the layup, it's another miss. Keeps it alive, and it finally goes out of bounds. They're saying it's going to stay Loggers ball. Wow. Purdy did a good job of keeping that ball alive. Michalski missed his second chance opportunity to layup. It went out of bounds. Loggers ball. Abraham's got it now. He's carrying up the court. Abraham, 6'3", senior. Doing a good job so far tonight. Lowry's got the ball. Dives underneath. Looks for an outlet pass. And they're going to get the ball to Kleinschmidt under the hoop. And did they call foul or shooting foul? Let me see. I'm just waiting. They're going to say it was a shooting foul. And I agree. I think that was absolutely. He went for a layup there and got swiped. So that will be Kleinschmidt with the first free throws of the matchup. Scores 14-7 Screaming Eagles. Let's see if the Loggers can chip away at it. First free throw is just a tad short. Miss. All right. Substitution for the Screaming Eagles as Northland Rodriguez has been substituted out, and then Pahokey is now taking a breather. Second free throw, up and in. Nice shot by Kleinschmidt. All righty. Purdy carrying the ball to court. Slowly, waiting for his offense to get in position. Ball's getting moved around. Right now, it just looks like the playing man defense. Almost intercepted pass! It is an intercepted pass! Number 11 for the Loggers takes it and drains it. Lowry on the fast break point. Eagles go equally fast as they drive down the hoop. Michalski's got it. 1-2 into a triple team and gets swiped. And they're going to call a foul, but it wasn't a shot. So no shooting foul. They'll just get to reset their offense. At the beginning of this game, I said the Loggers are just excellent at transitioning off of anything that they could take advantage of. All right, pass in. gets underneath on a one-on-one to Michalski. Defense is able to get the ball. Somehow the Eagles end up with it. Michalski gets it for a three. It's a miss to the right. And the Loggers keep it live and get possession. It's 14-10. Eagles on the lead, but the Loggers are starting to catch up. Let's see if they can do it. Levin goes in, passes it over number four, goes for layup, misses. Abraham had the look, just couldn't finish, and then there's a defensive rebound. Coach is telling the Eagles to slow down, set up the offense. All righty. A straight-up steal by Häkkinen, passes it over to Abraham, goes for the layup, and he makes it. Kleinschmidt, the one with the finish on that. What an incredible steal by Häkkinen, who just had eagle eyes there. You know, pun intended, I guess, as they're playing against the Eagles. All right, Purdy's got the ball. Hasn't taken a shot since he's made four in a row. Good job by the Loggers shoring up that. Michalski's able to take a drive, and he makes the layup. And they're saying foul on the Loggers, but it happened before he started a shooting motion. So it's going to be free throws. They'll just pass in. All right. 11 minutes left in the first half. Eagles are retaining the lead 14-12. Michalski takes a nice pass in underneath the hoop, makes a nice little two-pointer there. And with that, it is now 16-12. All right. Lowry with the ball. Steal by Purdy. That was an equally good steal that happened to him earlier, and now the Eagles are moving the ball around. Rodriguez has got it, passes it back to Marcus, then to Michalski. Moving the ball around, Michalski is trying to drive it to the hoop, goes for a little 1-2 layup, misses, and now we have a drive down the hoop by number 12, goes for a layup, and he gets fouled. As Josh Edwards, the freshman, man, I would have never thought he was a freshman. He dribbled and drove that ball with such confidence. That was awesome for the Loggers. So he goes to the line as he draws a foul during his layup. Got so wiped. So wait for the refs. There we go. Score is 16-12. Eagles in the lead with 10 minutes and 23 seconds in the first half. And the first free throw is in. Josh Edwards, freshman, making his presence known immediately upon entering the court. Score 16-13. Second free throw. Up and in. Nice job by Josh Edwards. Mason Polke has been subbed back in, and Norseman Rodriguez will be hitting the bench. He came in, played great defense. Love to see. Marker of a good team is a bench that can make an impact. All right. Moving the ball around as Antonio Petzl's now got it. Gets it inside. One dribble. Decides not to take and finish. Gets it to an outside look for three. And it's in. 5-for-5. Marcus Purdy with a three-pointer. 19-14. Eagles with the lead. Man, you guys are going to have to turn me down if he makes another shot in a row. Josh Edwards, freshman, takes a shot, misses his shot. It was a great look, though. Just couldn't finish the jumper. All right, Michalski moving it around. Gets the ball to number 14. He takes a shot, and it's an air ball. Purdy couldn't keep it alive. Out of bounds. Loggers ball. Petzl had the look. Open shot. From my angle, it was either too far right or too short. I couldn't tell. All right, Loggers got the ball. Abrahams looking. Gets an open shot off a screen for the three. It kind of jammed on the rim there, and then it fell. Defensive rebound, and now the Eagles got a chance. 9 minutes and 14 seconds left in this half. A nice steal by the Loggers, specifically Vinton Lowry, who just able to swipe, get the ball over to number 10, who misses the layup, and Michalski with a big-time rebound. All right, number 2's got the ball, 1-2 step, goes for a layup, and it misses, but he's somehow able to keep the ball alive. What a weird way to score points, but either way, Petzl says, I'll take it. He tried to pass the ball back to three-point line, it got deflected back into him, then he turned and just shot the layup and made it. 21-14, Eagles. Loggers got the ball. in the corner, moving the ball away to the top of the key. Number 10, Ravenc got it, passes it over for an open three. And Josh Edwards, the freshman that has no fear, takes the shot, misses, though. Great look, though. All right, Lowry's got the ball now. Gets it over to number 10. Back to Lowry, who tries to drive in and hit with a wall. Josh Edwards now has the ball. Back to Lowry at the top of the key. Gets the ball past Ravenc for a three, and he drives it. Nice shoot. Good patience by the Loggers to wait for their shot to appear. They now have 17, and they trail by four. All right, Eagles got the ball. Petzl's got it, moves it over to number two, Heckendorf, who drives and gets, it looks like they're, I'm waiting for the refs, it was a foul on the Loggers. Number 11 on Lowry for, it looks like he hit his arm when he tried to swipe. So, okay. They'll be passing the ball underneath, and the Loggers are so far playing good defense. Gets it to Michalski in the corner, then back at the top of the key. Michalski is carrying it at the top of the key right now. Passes to the right to number five. Back to Michalski, who tries to drive in. Takes one step and does a weird little shot off of a hop. He drains it anyway. Nice two-pointer by Michalski. 23-17. Great move by number 10. Kicks the ball out to number 4 in the corner. Shoots the 3. Drains the 3. Lane Abraham. Nice shot. We now have three-pointers made by the Loggers, all from different players, as they've been moving the ball around well. It's 23-20 now. Eagles with the ball and the lead still. Pass number 4 for a three-pointer. He shoots the 3. Draws the foul. So it's going to be his first miss. But he's going to get 3 attempts at free throw here because he got a shooting, he draw a shooting foul off a three-pointer. They swarm to him so quickly because he hasn't missed a shot yet. Well, now he has, but you know, you get the point. First one is made. 1 point, 24-20. All right, Purdy with the second of 3 free throws. He makes it. And for the third free throw, let's see if he can drain it and make all 3 of these gifted points. It's up, and it's in. Smooth like butter. All right. 7 minutes left in the first half. Scores within 6. Eagles lead 26-20. All right. A couple of bench players for the Loggers are coming in as now number 23 is in. All right, number 10 has the ball. Moving the ball around, gets it to Josh Edwards. Looking, gets it to number 4. Abraham has it, takes the contested 3, and he drains it anyway. Oh, now, it wasn't even an open 3, but it didn't even matter. 3 point. All right, Michalski now has the ball. The top, 1-on-1 matchup. Gets it over to Norton Rodriguez. Passes over to Michalski. They're just playing man right now. The Loggers, confident with their matchups. Norton has it. Gets it over to Michalski. He just takes the contested 3, and it was blocked. Ooh. Loggers got a deal off that one. They're saying it's Loggers' ball, despite the blocked shot. That happens. All right. All right. Loggers have the ball and trail by 3 with 6 minutes left in the first half. I knew, like I told you at the beginning, this game was going to be competitive. Both teams do not want their rival school to beat them. And that is going to be an offensive charge. Great job by number 33, Dominic Seabury. He set his feet in the lane, kept it there, and he didn't move. So that is a good job drawing an offensive foul. It is now Eagles ball with 5 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first half. 26-23 is the score. Man. All right. Marcus Purdy with the ball. Moving up the court. Gets it to Michalski, then over to number 14, Fessel. Back inside. Michalski was the intended receiver of that pass and drew a foul, so they will pass the ball in under the hoop. All right. Lowry got subbed back in, and Lane Abraham will be taking a moment to breathe on the bench. All righty. Pass inbound. It gets knocked out of bounds by the Loggers as they attempted to intercept that pass. So still Eagles ball, just kind of redo and reset the same play. All right. Seabury's got the ball, passes to Michalski at the top. Gets it back to Purdy. Fakes a long three, gets it to Petzl. Now back over to number two, Heckendorf has it. Drives to the hoop, shoots the layup, misses. Josh Edwards now with the ball. Freshman carrying up the court, gets the ball over to number three, drives to the hoop, can't get the ball up for a layup, and it gets blocked. Michalski somehow ends up with it, and he makes the layup while falling, 28-23. Eagles with the lead. All right, 5 minutes left in the first half. Loggers ball right now. 23 has it. Passes it over to Heckinen, who takes the three, misses, and we have a rebound made by Marcus Purdy. Carrying up the court, gets it stolen. No, he keeps possession. Passes over for a free shot right here as number two, Jared Heckendorf, wasn't even guarded. And so off the broken play, they were able to get it to him for a nice free layup. 2 points. It is now 30-23. Loggers take the timeout. We're going to take a commercial break before I get going again. When we come back, we got more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. Steve Jellin bringing you the varsity boys basketball game between the Schwamming and Screaming Eagles hosting the Phyllis Loggers. If you're just joining us, what an awesome game we have as there's 4 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first half. The score is 30-23, Screaming Eagles. The Loggers currently have possession of the ball. Loggers have been trailing for the entirety of this game, but they have kept it close, and they just do a quick pass to the corner, shot the three, missed, and now the Eagles are doing a fast break offense. Michalski carries it across, passes it underneath to Seabury. Can't get a look, has to reset to Marcus Purdy. Back to Seabury underneath, takes the layup, and he misses. Michalski looking for a foul there, but it ain't coming. You got to get back on defense, man. The Loggers are going fast. They're going to call travel, which was huge. Loggers, number 10, Braden Rivek, was able to shoot the ball and make it, but he traveled. He did, like, it's one of those things where he snuck in a, like, third step while he was doing the shooting motion. Wow. Good eye by the ref to see that. All right. 4 minutes left in the first half. It's now Eagles ball. Michalski has it, carrying it over. Petzl getting it over to number five, Mahokey. Heckendorf, just moving it around now. Purdy's now got the ball back at the top. Nice behind-the-move dribble. Who's got handles? He does. He misses the layup. And they're going to say out of bounds. Coach for the Screaming Eagles is calling for a full-court press defense against the Loggers. Kind of keep them off their timing and see if they can't preserve the seven-point lead. The Phillip Loggers were able to pretty much beat that instantaneously, get underneath the hoop. Their layup attempt misses, and now they're carrying the Eagles carrying down the court faster. 1-2 dribble. Nice offensive rebound. That's going to be a travel by Michalski. 100%. He jumped up, grabbed the ball, landed, jumped up, landed, and jumped again. can't do that. 100%. That was an easy call. on that one. All right. Still 7-point deficit for the Loggers, but they have the ball back. 3 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Lowry's got the ball. Good defense. Josh Edwards back to Lowry. Then passes over to number 5. He takes the 3. Bounces up the rim. Josh Edwards misses the attempt at trying to make it. As Kleinschmidt almost drained the 3. Edwards almost made the second chance points, but almost doesn't count. It's got to go in the hoop. So it is still 30-23, but the Eagles now have the ball, and 3 minutes just happened. Foul called on. I'm waiting to see what the refs say. It's going to be a reach-in foul, a swipe foul on number 11. This has now brought the Loggers to 7 fouls. So we are now in team. That now enters them into the team bonus, and so Purdy has a free throw attempt on that foul. Free throw is up, and it's in. He's 4-for-4 on free throws, and he's 5-for-5 on his first 5 shots, and he missed a 3, but it was off of a foul. I'm actually not sure if that counts as a miss or not. Either way, second free throw is in. Loggers now have possession of the ball, and they trail by 9. 32-23. Edwards was the recipient of that pass, but J.J. Heikkinen put a little bit too much mustard on that, and so went flying by, out of bounds, Eagles ball. All right. Looks like the coach is telling the Loggers to, or sorry, the Eagles coach is telling them to set up the offense and play a little slow. All right. Moving the ball around. Purdy's got it at the top of the key. Michalski's got the ball. And now they're just moving, trying to see if they can't fish for an open shot here. Michalski is getting guarded by Heikkinen. Can't get by him. And now we have a drive to the hoop. Open shot for Purdy! And it's going to be a miss. And they're going to draw another shooting foul off the three-pointer. Lowry is playing such sticky man defense, and it's been going great, but he's overcommitting now on this three-point shot because Purdy hasn't missed a shot that's looked good so far. He's been fouled on 2 three-pointers in a row, and now he's an opportunity for 3 more free throws. He made another one. That is now 6 free throws in a row he's made, and he's got 2 more. All right. It's up, and it's in. Did I say 6 in a row? I meant 7. 2 minutes and 7 seconds, and the Eagles have now pushed their lead to 11. 23 just got subbed in for Lowry, and 23 is not on my roster. And he might mean 22, and if that's the case, that might be Shane Denizine, but I'm not sure. Did I say 7 in a row? I meant 8. Free throws in a row, 35-23. Eagles are now leading by 12 with 2 minutes left in this first half. Michalski almost steals, can't get it. Corner three opportunity, in and out. Rebound made by the Eagles. Drives down the hoop, goes for a layup, and he takes the layup and draws the shooting foul. Who else but Marcus Purdy? 2, 5, 8, 10. 13, 15, 23 points in the first half. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Oh, I take that back. The layup that he made, they're calling offensive foul. So that layup, although it went in, does not count. Good job by the Loggers. Sorry, I had to wait for the ref to finish talking with the table. Okay. Loggers moving the ball around the top of the key. Looking for their open guy. Gets it to Kleinschmidt. Drives to the hoop. Does it a little layup, and it just misses. Rebound by number 5 on Mason Pahokee, and he got pulled on the jersey, which caused his plant foot to move. One ref called travel, the other ref called foul, and right now they are discussing on what they're going to say. We're just waiting. They're still talking. Refs are now all three refs are conferring. What happened was that the Eagles got the rebound, and incidentally, the jersey was grabbed, and it did pull Antonio Petzl, which did move his plant foot. And so that's what happened. So whether the refs are going to call that or not, we'll see. It happened very fast, and if they call travel, I mean, his foot did move, but it was off of the defense pulling a player. So we'll see what they saw. Refs are coming over. Minute 26 remaining in the first half. So the refs, basically the head ref came in, and both the other two refs were in disagreement on what happened. And so basically what they're going to do is they're going to say that it was a jump ball play, and it's going to be in Logger's possession. All right, that's what's happening. Got to move on. All right. Logger's got a good opportunity here to make up some points. They were able to get all the way down to three, but now they're trailing by 12. All right, pass inside, gets it to Kleinschmidt, and gets the ball back to Heckinen at the top of the key. Gets it to the corner, three, and it's off the rim, but it's a great rebound by Kleinschmidt. Goes for two, draws the foul on the layup. Good job by Kleinschmidt for making the offensive rebound there in a sea of white jerseys. Making these two free throws will put the score within 10. Let's see if he can do it. Refs, just waiting for the refs to give the go-ahead. First free throw to make. Nice shooting. Kleinschmidt. Second shot, getting ready. Up and off the rim, but 23 gets the offensive rebound, and now the Loggers have another chance at offense here. Moving the ball around. The steal attempt missed. Nice little Euro step by number 23. Oh, that was disgusting because he made the layup and drew the foul. Great move by number 23, who I wish I knew what his name was. Might be Shea Dennisine. Shea Dennisine says number 22 on that. So you're just going to be, number 23 is going to be my mystery player. And for all you Loggers fans out there who know who it is, it'll be a fun little secret between you guys. All right. The free throw misses, but doesn't change the fact that he made a nice play. Purdy goes to the hole, gets fouled, and he's going to draw two there. All right, two free throws for him. Scores with a 9. But Purdy has the opportunity to add on two more. Another free throw make. He's now made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in a row. Seabury's getting subbed in for Petzl. Ball is up. Oh, the rebound goes to the Screaming Eagles. They just made 2 points off of a miss from Marcus Purdy. Marcus Purdy was about to make his 10th in a row, misses it. It bounces off a guy, goes to Cooper Michalski, who then makes the layup. It's now 38-26. They lead by 12 again. 35 seconds left on the clock. The goal for the Loggers is to hold on to this possession and make this the last possession of the half. J.J. Heckinen gets the ball over to Kleinschmidt, then back over to Josh Edwards, then back to Heckinen at the top. The 15 seconds remain in the first half. Crowd is getting into it. Moving left, bounce back, open look for 23, decides to take it, drives to the close for the layup, and it's a nice make by number 23. Eagles take a long three-point shot. misses it. End of first half. The Eagles lead on their court, their home, 38-28 against their rival school, the Phillips Loggers. What a half. Both teams playing with everything they got, trying to get this win. All right. This has been an awesome game so far. A lot of energy. Both teams are playing. These games feel like playoff games early in the season is what they do. All right. Well, we got a halftime show coming up here pretty soon, but before that happens, we're going to kick to commercial break here in 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll have the halftime show.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online